Hi, I'm Andrew Croft, and you're listening to World Watch Weekly by Open Doors Canada. On today's episode, we'll talk about what the Bible says about persecution, the number two country on the World Watch List, and what it's like for a Christian from a Muslim background during Ramadan. For more information about Open Doors Canada or about the World Watch List, please visit our website at www.opendoorsca.org. Enjoy today's episode.
Welcome back to World Watch Weekly from Open Doors Canada. I'm Jared Vandermeulen here with Andrew. How are you doing, Andrew?
I'm doing pretty good, Jared. It was a beautiful weekend here in Ontario. Got outside, did some work in the backyard for the first time. Thoroughly enjoyed it. How about yourself?
Much the same. It was a beautiful weekend to be outside. We went for a nice long walk and I got my first sunburn of 2020, which was just dandy. Yeah, I've been inside so much over the period of isolation that I'm more pale than I normally would be by May. I roasted pretty well outside, but you know what? It's nice weather, so I'm okay with it.
Yeah, thankfully I was able to stay in the shade a bunch and didn't get a sunburn, but I do burn easily, but I am thankful for such beautiful weather.
Yeah, it was a really, really nice day to start off the month of May. I was thinking this weekend, Andrew, just about the work that Open Doors does. And it was an interesting reflection. There's a lot of charities out there, a lot of amazing organizations, and a lot of them work to end something. They maybe exist to end poverty or to end the destruction of a natural habitat, which is wonderful causes. But Open Doors doesn't exist for the purpose of ending persecution. In fact, the Bible teaches us that anyone who wants to live a godly life through Christ will be persecuted in some form or another. The Bible promises persecution. Our goal at Open Doors isn't to end persecution. It's to strengthen the Christian church so that they can remain and be salt and light for Jesus Christ amidst the persecution.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the things that I love about Open Doors, that we exist to strengthen believers, to help them so that they can continue to share the gospel of Jesus Christ regardless of the consequences. Now, that doesn't mean that as Open Doors, we don't try and protect believers or that we don't try to keep them from being persecuted. In fact, we do advocacy work to try and alleviate government-led persecution in some countries where we believe that it's possible and the country might be receptive to that. But the reality is that most persecution actually comes from the family or the community.
Yeah, and there's different levels of persecution that we focus on at Open Doors. Here in Canada, our level of persecution is extremely low. Countries on the World Watch List live under levels ranging from high to very high to extreme persecution. Now, here's the key thing, is we believe that Christians will be persecuted because of following Jesus. But at Open Doors, we really, really don't want persecution to increase because of us, because of something that we do or something that we say. That's why we have very strict guidelines about communication. Some countries we can talk openly about, others we have to say very, very little because it could make the situation worse.
You will actually see often if you read our publications or even on this podcast, you'll hear when we mention believers by name, often that name is changed for security purposes to protect them. We're very concerned with security and we're very concerned to make sure that we are not adding to the persecution that they're facing.
Yeah.
And so Afghanistan is the number two country on the World Watch List. It's a country that is considered entirely Muslim. Afghanistan is a tribal society, and loyalty to your family, clan, and tribe are incredibly important. Islam is seen as part of Afghan identity, and leaving Islam is seen as a betrayal by families and communities. Now, Afghanistan is one of those countries that is so dangerous for Christians that we can't talk about it, as it could cause further issues.
Yep.
But even though it's such a closed country, we can have hope for Afghanistan and for other closed countries because, as Brother Andrew, the founder of Open Doors, says, our prayers can go where we cannot. There are no borders, no prison walls, no doors that are closed to us when we pray.
Since we can't talk too much about today's country on the World Watch List, it leaves us with the opportunity to discuss another important event that's happening right now in Afghanistan and across the Muslim world. And that's the observation of Ramadan. Now, Ramadan is a month-long fast observed by Muslims. It's a time for spiritual reflection, prayer, and community. It's a very important and sacred time for Muslims. But Ramadan is a difficult time for Christians from a Muslim background, regardless of the country they live in. Muslim background believers who are following Christ in secret might be exposed when they, for example, don't partake in the fasting or other activities around the holy month.
Others who are young in the faith may be tempted to backslide during this time out of loneliness and longing for the community they lost as a result of their conversion.
they might be attacked for not fasting, or they might be pressured by family to join in the fast for the sake of appearances, especially when they're young in the faith, which unfortunately is regarded by some as backsliding.
The time of Ramadan is well underway. It started around April 23rd. While Ramadan can bring these extra challenges for persecuted believers, it can also be filled with encouragement and growth as they walk with Jesus through Ramadan. We know of believers who would cause unnecessary problems for themselves if they did not uphold the fasting protocols and traditions of Ramadan. So, many of these believers from a Muslim background observe the Ramadan fasting times with their hearts focused on growing in wisdom and knowledge of their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They read passages from the Bible about true fasting, and they use this time to draw closer to God, and all of this strengthens their faith.
After the first days of Ramadan, one believer, who we'll call Boutros, from Saudi Arabia, reported that he believed God was speaking to him very clearly from the Bible passages that he'd been reading. Boutros said it was so clear that it was a little scary as he realized God is speaking directly to him. We praise God for the power of his spirit and for giving this believer the gift of discernment during this time.
That's an amazing story. You know, Ramadan is a time where we really need to be praying for our brothers and sisters from Muslim backgrounds who have come to know Christ. So we want to give you some ways today that you can be praying in this week and the next actually couple weeks while Ramadan is on for believers who have come to faith in Jesus Christ in the Muslim world. The first one is this. We want you to pray for new believers for whom this is their very first Ramadan as a follower of Jesus and who are now fasting for the Lord and will confirm for them that they are a daughter or son of the Most High.
Let's also pray for believers to be wise when they're under increased scrutiny from family members. Let's pray for God to arrange the proper time for believers to wisely share that their joy in Ramadan is because they found Jesus as their source of peace and salvation.
And let's also pray for countries that are closed to the gospel, that the good news of Jesus Christ will be made known there. Pray that Jesus would reveal himself through dreams and visions and the few Christians that exist in these countries. And pray that God would send people to closed countries to bring the good news of Jesus Christ.
So let's spend some time in prayer. Father God, we thank you that you give us the opportunity to come before you and intercede for our brothers and sisters around the world. Lord, we thank you for those who are so courageously living out their faith in hostile areas. Specifically, Lord, we think of believers today who are in countries observing Ramadan. We pray for courage and wisdom and peace in this time for them. Lord, we pray for new believers who are observing Ramadan as a Christian for the first time as they seek to fast as a way to build their relationship with you. Lord, we pray that this would be a time when they would grow in their faith, and that you would teach them and comfort them during a time of scrutiny. Lord, we pray for those who might be facing the possibility of expulsion from community or ostracization by family members. Lord, we pray that you would arrange opportunities for these believers to share their faith and share with their family that the joy that they have comes from knowing you as their Savior and the source of peace and comfort in this time. God, we pray for countries that are observing Ramadan, for their governments, for their social systems, that, Lord, the good news of the gospel would be made available in some way. Lord, we pray that whether it's through dreams or visions or the testimony of the Christians that live there, Lord, that your name might be glorified during this month. We trust you for miracles, Lord, and we thank you in advance for what you are going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You know, as you were praying, Jared, I was thinking of our Christian brothers and sisters from Muslim backgrounds as they experience Ramadan. I think as a sign of solidarity, it would be great for us to take some time this week to fast and to pray for them and remember them. And so I want to challenge our listeners and challenge myself to take some time this week, whether it's a day, a meal, or you're giving up something else, but fast and pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters. And, you know, Jared, next time we get together to record a podcast, I encourage you to call me out on it and make sure that I did it. You know, fasting is a spiritual discipline that Jesus talks about and something we really should practice. And so I would encourage you to fast along with our brothers and sisters this week.
On that note, thanks for listening to the World Watch Weekly podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, we'd love for you to give us a like, a subscribe, and a share on the podcast platform of your choice so that more people can be praying for our brothers and sisters. Join us next week on World Watch Weekly. We're going to talk about the number 3 country on the World Watch list. And we'll also have a bonus episode to celebrate Brother Andrew's birthday. You don't want to miss that. Thanks for listening and have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Open Doors Canada's World Watch Weekly podcast. The goal of this podcast is to encourage Canadians to pray for our persecuted family. To find out more, please visit our website at www.opendoorsca.org and click on Get Involved and Prayer.